Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. No, Ratto with us today. We are very happy to welcome in Miran Fader. By the way, awesome freaking name. Fader, that's just a cool last name. Miran is very cool too. Yeah, Miran, thank you for joining us here. Damon and Matt with you this afternoon. It's nice to have you on, and you just wrote the book about Giannis. So let's start with this. Congratulating you betting on the right horse to write your book about, because boy, championships sure do move hardcovers. So congrats.
Thank you. My friends are like, can you write about my favorite guy over here? Because I'm trying to win a championship. So yeah. Whatever powers you have to like tell into the future, like we need to capitalize.
Yeah, we're going to need that Steve Kerr, Steph Curry double biography that you're putting out to get the Warriors back on the pedestal. But in the meantime, tell us about where your conversation begins with Giannis in this book. Do you, for lack of a better term, go all the way back to Africa?
Yeah, it's interesting because where I previously worked, Bleacher Report, I had wanted to do a story on Giannis's youngest brother, Alex. And I went to Milwaukee and I went to Alex's house, and Giannis is in the kitchen just doing normal kitchen things, cutting fruit. And I just was like, wow, I didn't expect him to be here. And then I spent the day with them and interviewing their mom and Giannis and Alex and Kostas. And I just thought, wow, there's so many sides of Giannis we don't know about. How come he's a superstar and we don't know anything about him other than sold trinkets on the street and won an MVP award? So I just thought, this is the book. And, you know, people don't know much about the Nigerian identity. So I thought, whatever book this is, it has to explore all facets of his identity.
So this is a silly little question, but I'm honestly curious, is there going to be a postscript? August 10th, the book comes out. Is there time to throw in an addendum of like, by the way, then he went and won a title?
I know every game that they won through the playoffs, people kept sending me memes of Kermit typing, you know, crazily.
Yeah.
And they were like, so when's the epilogue coming? And I was just laughing like, haha, you guys are really good at Twitter. I wish I was that good with memes. But then now I'm like, okay, actually, I think I'm writing something. So we're trying to see if we can add something on to the later editions of the book.
Miran Fader wrote the book Giannis, The Improbable Rise of an NBA MVP. It'll be in bookstores soon enough. So as you were uncovering the little elements to his story that you have put in this book, what surprised you the most? What's the thing that you gravitated towards in terms of, wow, that's interesting, I didn't know it?
I gravitated towards the way he was treated as an undocumented black person in a majority white country. I think because Giannis has overcome such insurmountable odds, people tend to think that it was just a feel-good story and everyone was kind to him. And so this book just really gives perspective about the people that did not support him and the people that supported him, of course, but the people that only saw him as Nigerian, only saw him as a black person and would shout racist things during games. And it was really hard because he would notice that his friends had passports and their parents had bank accounts, all of these privileges that Giannis and his family could not do because they were undocumented. Because unlike America, Greece does not grant birthright citizenship. So even though Yanis felt Greek, even though he attended Greek church, even though he attended Greek schools, he was not considered Greek. And so I just found that to be so fascinating, and it really has shaped his worldview in so many ways.
Just talking about the guy he is today, I think everyone has been impressed, not just over this championship run, but over the course of his career. The word I used yesterday was conscientious. He's just a weirdly normal and thoughtful guy. And obviously what you just described is part of the creation of that person. But one of the interesting things from the excerpt I read today had to do with the other side of that, where he kind of had to develop like an edge and a killer instinct when he got here. And that was kind of a weird process. And I'm wondering if you could sort of summarize that for us.
Yeah, you know, kids in America, they are crowned, you know, the next big thing in eighth grade, and they're put on these ranking lists, and a lot of these kids get very arrogant because they are given so much so early. Yanis was not supposed to be anything. So he was a very humble person, very respectful, very quiet, just went about his life. He wasn't really loud, wasn't really mean. He just worked hard and was a good kid. But you know, when you go to the NBA, you're also going against like the Zach Randolphs of the world. And if we recall, Zach Randolph is like a giant wall when you run into him. And, you know, he was getting thrown around. Giannis looked like a toothpick out there. And so he had to stop being this quiet, shy, nice gentleman. And he needed to act like he was mean. He needed to fake it till he made it, essentially. So in my reporting, I show him practicing his scowl and his roar in front of the mirror, trying to look tough. Because if you remember, much like people are doing right now, people were falling in love with him for the first time back then. Giannis tried a smoothie. Everyone thought that was adorable. He was a darling, but darlings get scored on. So Giannis had to develop a mean streak because he's just not that guy.
It's funny, he steps off the court, and in no moment do you get any element of braggadocio from him. He remains humble pretty much through almost every interaction you see until he's on the court, and then he shows you what you're dealing with. Don't mistake kindness for being a pushover. He was so dominant. And in between dominant finals performances, Mirren, he basically issued one of the more thoughtful things I've ever heard from an athlete. We have edited this to get the short version in, but you probably know what I'm already going to play for you.
When you focus on the past, that's your ego. And when I focus on the future, it's my pride. I try to focus in the moment, in the present, and that's humility. That's being humble.
You spend an awful lot of time talking to athletes. Have you ever heard anything as prophetic as that?
Never, especially not from a 26-year-old. And that's why people love him. He goes from complete goofball to prophetic, wise, old head, basically. And I think his ability to stay in the moment is because so much of his childhood was like that. It was always about the immediate. You know, where are we getting dinner? How much money do we have left? What food do we have? How can we split that between six people? So he's always had to live in this sort of liminal space of just focusing on the immediate things at hand. And he never allowed himself to get comfortable because, you know, he's only been playing basketball seriously for 10 years. He didn't really, you know, religiously start playing until age 16. So this is a person that is so young in his basketball life, but has lived so many lives. You think he's lived like 10 lives in just such a short span because of the really difficult circumstances that he's gone through that have made him into the wise person that he is.
Another part of that soundbite is that you can be as wise as you want, but if you're not capable of sitting down and getting it across at a press table, no one's going to know about it as an NBA star. Were you able to track sort of his increased comfort with just talking to people and sharing himself? Because he seems like a totally different guy who delivers that quote versus the 19, 20-year-old in his first couple years.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Giannis hated doing media at first. He was like, why do they want to talk to me? You know, it's like he just never drank his own Kool-Aid. And he still is, but he definitely was a more private person earlier in the league, you know. And that's why when he did the 60-minute segment, that was the first time that people really even heard much about him. That was 2016, I think. He's kept his life so private. And so he's sharing more and more of himself and being more and more vulnerable world because now he understands that he has a platform, that his journey is bigger than himself, that there are Black migrant kids in Sapolia, and some of them I talked to for the book, that picked up a ball because they saw Giannis on the screen and said, that kid looks like me. So I think you're going to see a more vocal Giannis as he gets older and older.
Mirren Fader, pardon me, Mirren Fader, good luck with this book. We hope you do gangbusters with it. It's called Giannis, The Improbable Rise of an NBA MVP. P.S. He likes a 50-piece McNinnis from, he invented a new McNugget, calling a McNinnis at Chick-fil-A the other day. Hopefully you get plenty of 50 pieces in your future as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate it. Mirren Fader, again, great name. And good luck with the book.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.